New mother Piroz Ismail, who fled to northern Iraq in August alongside her family, is happy that at least her youngest child, a fragile baby girl, is now safe. The baby, who's called Hawla, is one of the newest arrivals at the camp, home to 2,000 Syrians who ran from their country due to attacks on their community.
The area that we lived in only had Arab residents in it. We were the only Kurds there. Things became really tough. There was no bread and no electricity. My kids were always afraid we couldn't go anywhere because of the constant explosions.
Tiny Hawla is underweight and weak, but at least she is safe, says her mother.
My daughter was only 3 days old when we came here. I came because of her and my children, frankly. Otherwise, we wouldn't have come. We feared for their lives. But I suffered a lot on the trip here because I was sick, and so was she. For 3 days, I had no milk to give her. I could only give her water. She became really dehydrated, and I had to get doctors to help us.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, this month announced that the number of Syrians who have sought shelter in neighboring countries has surpassed 2 million. This exodus is creating a humanitarian crisis, the extent of which the world has rarely seen, says UN Humanitarian Affairs Coordinator Valerie Amos. Back at the refugee camp in Iraq, Piroz's husband, Ibrahim, said he spent months trying to convince his wife to leave their homeland.
We came here because of the bad circumstances back home, because of the war and how difficult it became to live normally. Staying meant that we might see our kids getting killed before our eyes.
The new mother says she just wants her baby girl to get better.
When she's covered in blankets, I'm always checking to see if she's alive. Another day she's living is a good day.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, hopes that the family can be moved to a more permanent location soon and that baby Hawla will gain strength. The agency is active in Syria and is leading the humanitarian response to the refugee crisis in the four neighboring states, namely Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and Iraq. But UNHCR and its partners say they are woefully underfunded to meet basic refugee needs. Deanne Penn, United Nations.